This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
What a time to be fighting inflation. What a time to be alive, am I right? And we may be seeing the end of the war in Ukraine after all. It's fantastic. I like it. I like it so much. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT 855-839-1210. Just a programming update. I mentioned this earlier. I was originally going to be off tomorrow. I'm not. I was originally going to get surgery on Friday. I'm not. The surgery is now going to take place next Friday. And the reason for that is because we'll be broadcasting from the White House next week on Wednesday. And so when the White House calls and says, hey, can you come over and do your show? You don't say no. And I called Dr. Malilly up and he's like, well, I mean, I guess if you got to sideline me for President Trump, go right ahead. So we'll be doing that on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll be going up to New York for Fox News Saturday night. So that'll be fun. Anyway, I will be off on Friday for the parade because we'll be doing special parade coverage. Great guest host coming in, Tom Hazelby. But don't worry about that. That's not till Friday. Tomorrow, I'm with you. And that's what counts. All right. That's what counts. That's the key. So good stuff right there. You know, as I'm thinking about everything that's happening right now, and I'm looking at all the judges, and obviously a judge today ruling in favor of President Trump, and this is the process. It goes through the courts. The Democrats screaming about this constitutional crisis that we're in, the hysteria here, it needs to stop. I mean, the hysteria needs to end. They are purposely trying to make everybody upset. There is no constitutional crisis. President Trump is not ignoring the judiciary. It's going through the process. And he said yesterday, he goes, I'll abide by the courts. We'll appeal. But an appeal takes time and there's momentum. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will decide these things. But to listen to the left, constitutional crisis, Senator Count Grantstangelis, Spartacus Booker, constitutional crisis. What constitutional crisis? What, that you mean that a federal judge said no and another federal judge said yes, and then maybe another federal judge might say no and then another federal judge might say yes, and ultimately that's called the process, you idiots. This is the thing about Democrats, though. If they keep this up, this hysteria, this crying wolf every 5 seconds, you think they'd learn by now. Fascist dictator, constitutional crisis. They don't learn, though. That's the problem. They don't learn. They don't care. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi. Oh, I love saying that. Attorney General Pam Bondi. I mean, you got to love that, right? That's a good feeling. Attorney General of the United States of America. Oh, wait, let's. Oh, there we go. Got it.
We have so many unelected judges who are trying to control government spending, and there is a clear separation of powers. You know, they're doing it to Elon Musk, who is a great man and a good friend at Doge. What they're doing to him is to our country is outrageous. You know, people work their whole lives and pay taxes, yet they find out that they've been giving $2 million to Guatemala for sex changes. It's outrageous, and it's going to stop. We're going to fight back, not only with USAID and all these other agencies, but, you know, this is happening every day. But DOJ, we are prepared to defend all of these cases, and we will carry out President Trump's agenda. We have so many unelected judges.
We do have a lot of unelected judges, no doubt about that. And so the media talking point here on this constitutional crisis, the gnashing of teeth on this, which is just so incredibly frustrating. I'm sorry, but it's beyond the pale. It really is. And I thought the White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt did a great job today shooting that back down. Take a listen.
Before I take questions, I would like to address an extremely dishonest narrative that we've seen emerging over the past few days. Many outlets in this room have been fear-mongering the American people into believing there is a constitutional crisis taking place here at the White House. I've been hearing those words a lot lately. But in fact, the real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. And they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting efforts, 77 million Americans voted to elect this president.
Yep.
And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
Meanwhile, Democrats like Ayanna Pressley are talking about reparations. No, reparations is back. No, really, really, it's back. Yep. Yeah, no, it's back. You thought that the reparations talk. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play it because I just can't listen to a lot of these people anymore. My head is going to explode. My head is going to explode. But I'm happy. Hey, look, Tulsi Gabbard's been confirmed. Tulsi Gabbard is the Director of National Intelligence of the United States of America. This is huge. This is a big deal, not only because she's a friend of the show. And I think she is terrific. Look, in every single way, she's going to be a guardian of the Constitution. And she's going to tell the president the truth. Going to tell the president of the United States the truth. And tell him what other people don't want him to know. And the reality of the situation is that we haven't even begun to understand the level of spying and weaponization by this government against our own people. We don't even know the half of it. Even on the Department of Justice side, we don't know. And what is it about these judges? What are they so afraid of? What is Chuck Schumer so afraid of? I thought Pam Bondi did an excellent job today talking with Bill Hemmer at the White House. I thought she did a fantastic job explaining it all and breaking it down for us. Unelected, unaccountable judges. That's what we're talking about here. And I'll tell you something. When you look at the facts of the time in which we live right now, and you know as well as I do, because we hear this all the time, when people are screaming about the truth coming out, it means that they've got something to hide, and that something to hide is money. They're worried about their gravy train being shut off. That's what it comes down to. There are people who are worried and scared to death about the gravy train coming to an end. And that's the only reason. But at least Democrats are writing songs. I mean, at least we've got songs now. Yeah.
Which side are you on?
Yes.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Yes.
Which side are you on? We'll fight against George. We'll fight Elon Musk. No, we let's scab within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on?
Yes.
Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Trump's coming for our unions.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I made it 43. I can't. I cannot do it. A couple more seconds.
He wants us all.
Nope, that's it. That's all I can do. Oof. I'm sorry. I know there's an expression called my ears are bleeding. Yeah, my ears are bleeding. No question about it. Which side are you on? Whoa. The crazy people. This is the crazy time that we live in. I mean, the Democrats are getting crazier. They're not learning any lessons. I mean, a smart person would actually decide at this moment, hey, maybe we drop the whole Trump's a dictator thing. Maybe we think we drop all that nonsense and we try to focus on winning back over white working class voters and we stop with this nonsense. But nope, they can't. They can't help themselves. This is the only thing they know. And literally, this is a one-track band, a one-hit wonder. That song is just another variation of their one-hit wonder. Trump's a dictator. Trump's taking over. It's a constitutional crisis. It's all the same. It's all the same. It's the same exact song, just done with different notes. Just done with different notes. And I'm telling you, it's not working for him. When I did, and again, shameless plug, if you haven't had a chance to listen yet to the podcast I did with Dana Perino the other day, Perino on Politics, please take a chance to listen to it. Download it, like it, give it some love, help me out. This is what I said to her regarding what John Fetterman's comments were about the Democrat Party. I said, I don't know if they can recover from this because there's still so many people who are trying to ride the crazy train. I mean, that's just crazy train. And as long as Democrats want to ride the crazy train and put people like Maxine Waters and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, and they go out there and they scream constitutional crisis, as long as they keep doing this, they're going to lose. They bring up reparations. We're talking about reparations now. Great. Bring on reparations. I mean, why not? Bring up that conversation, too. You will never, ever be a majority party if you're talking about reparations. But you've got today on Capitol Hill, Ayanna Pressley. So as long as this continues, then the Republicans are going to be fine. Tulsi Gabbard getting in, and she was the one that I was worried about the most. And now I can take a deep, deep sigh of relief. I can take a deep sigh of relief that Tulsi Gabbard is in. And now I'm not worried about Kash Patel. I'm not worried about Bobby Kennedy. And of course, the only Republican to vote against Tulsi Gabbard was Mitch McConnell. Why Mitch McConnell chooses to do this is anybody's guess, but I think the turtle needs to go back into hiding. And it's not anybody's guess. We know why. He's an ultimate swamp creature. Deserves credit in the first Trump administration for moving Trump's justices through the process, and for also moving Trump's federal judges through the process. But he needs to go. Put the turtle back in his shell, move him across the side of the road, and let him go into the yonder and retire and get the hell out of here. Enough with Mitch McConnell. Enough. The only Republican to vote against Tulsi Gabbard, and Mitch McConnell, smart enough, I mean, throughout the course of his career, has scolded and punished Republican senators who were the lone no vote. People like Rand Paul, for example, the lone no vote on things, would get in trouble from Mitch, the swamp turtle McConnell. They'd punish him because he wanted a show of unity. And guys like Rand Paul or Mike Lee and others would take a constitutional stand on something, and McConnell would find ways to punish them. And his whole point was, it's going to pass anyway. All you're going to do is make us look bad. We want to see unanimous vote. You know the word. I can't say the word right now. And then he does the exact thing he used to punish these senators for. And frankly, I think we're all done with him. I think we've all had it. I think we would all like to see him go away. President Trump is so incredibly powerful right now and popular because he's doing what he was elected to do. It's not that complicated.
I have high approval ratings because I'm using common sense, whether it's getting men out of women's sports. I mean, have you seen what goes on with the boxers and with the weightlifters and with the swimmers and everything? It's so ridiculous. And but I think it's a 90% issue. And, you know, the amazing thing, the Democrats are still fighting for it. It's crazy. It's crazy. I think we should go to Congress also, have that cemented and, you know, make it indelible. But we, you know, it's to me, it's all common sense. Who wants an open border where prisons are dumped into our country, where prisoners are let into our country, many of whom are murderers, many of whom murdered far more than one person, and they're now roaming our country? Who wants that? I mean, it's terrible.
You just do common sense and it works. And it's amazing how that works, right? Common sense. How amazing that is. Common sense. Yeah, it's a big deal. It matters. It really, really matters. And President Trump is right to do that. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. If you do what you were elected to do, you're going to be popular. This is why everybody who's freaking out about tariffs needs to relax. President Trump is not going to do something if it's going to make him unpopular or hurt the American economy. It's not. He won't. He's just not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And the reason why he's not going to do it is because he wants to go down in history as one of the most popular presidents, most successful presidents, the most successful president, at least in modern history. That's what he wants, because that's the kind of guy Trump is. Trump doesn't settle for being second best. He wants to be the best. That's a good thing. That if that's your guiding principle, I want to do right by the American people so that when I leave here in 4 years, they regard me as a great president. Good. Fantastic. That's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, it's not that hard. The founders were they had this amazing idea. We would elect people, and if they didn't do the job we wanted them to do, we would not elect them again. It's really not complicated. Do the job we want you to do, do a good job, and then we'll elect you. And if you're not doing a good job, we're not going to reelect you. It's really simple. So if you're doing what the American people want, the president's not going to drive the economy into the ground, leave as an unpopular guy with a bad economy. He doesn't want that. He wants to be a success. That should be the driving principle for anyone who wants to be president of the United States of America. And that's why when you bring a guy like Mark Fogel home, it's fantastic. And it was really, really sweet, I thought, of the president to say to, you know, I spoke to your mom. Like, I know Mama Zioli was crying over that yesterday, right? Mama Zioli was crying over that, and Mama Zioli was touched. And Mama Zioli was really, really happy that Mark Fogel's mom, who's 95 years old, will get to see her son and hold her son because President Trump kept his promise. And I think that's great. And now, of course, securing the release of other American citizens detained abroad. As I mentioned earlier in the show today, fantastic.
What has sort of cleared the logjam overall here? Definitely the President of the United States. I firmly believe that a lot of these issues wouldn't have happened if he were president, some of the broader issues. But when he comes, and he, he's made bringing Americans home a top priority, and people respond to that. And so I think when you see the President of Belarus doing that, whether people like him, whether they don't, it's definitely somebody trying to change the tone with the administration, knowing that the President of the United States cares about getting citizens back.
It's great. That was Special Envoy Adam Bowler, by the way. Yeah, he cares about getting American citizens back. It's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. So I'm very happy about that. And, you know, somebody sent me a note yesterday. It was like, why should Mark Fogle come back? He knew what he was doing. He shouldn't have broke the law in Russia. Oh, stop it. We get our people home. It's what we do. We get our people home. That is, we put our American people first. I don't care what your feelings are about medical marijuana. I don't care what your feelings are. Yes, obviously, know the laws before you travel to another country. But let's face it, people make mistakes. None of us are perfect. We screw up sometimes. We get our people home. President Trump is committed to getting our people home, and I say bravo to that. I think every American should say bravo to that. That's a good, good thing. All right, more to come on our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, baby, cooking with gasoline today in our fourth and final hour. Great to have you with us. I appreciate it very, very much. If you missed it, the big announcement earlier in the show, which I keep beating to death, of course, we'll be doing the show live from the White House next Wednesday. So I have put off my surgery for a week, and that's very, very exciting stuff and just a tremendous honor to be invited by the president to come to Washington. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll get more details on it. We'll talk about all things. I'll be here tomorrow, as I mentioned. This changes everything. Obviously, you don't say no when you're invited by the president to come to the White House. So he also spoke today from the Oval Office. He had a lot to say about different things. We jumped into some of it live when he swore in, when Tulsi Gabbard was sworn in as the director of national intelligence. I am just so happy that Tulsi Gabbard is there. I can't stress enough the incredible work I think she's going to wind up doing for everybody, for this country. I'm truly excited about it. And I also want to mention to you kind of some breaking news. Charges have been filed against the state of New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and AG Letitia James for failing to enforce immigration laws. Some breaking news on the show today. Here's Pam Bondi making the announcement. Take a listen.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
Amazing. That's great stuff. I mean, it really is. It's remarkable, isn't it? It is absolutely remarkable that that they're doing this. I think it's great. Good. Excellent. Well done, Attorney General Bondi. I think that that's great. It's the only way to deal with these people. It's the only way to deal with these people is to go after them. And you know what? There's other things. They're not joking around here. The Trump administration has announced an investigation into the Minnesota State High School League and California Interscholastic Federation for violation of federal anti-discrimination law over allowing men to compete in women's sports. That's happening today as well. They are holding these people accountable. It's not just rhetoric. It's not just executive orders. It's followed up with action.
President Trump has directed this to stop. And if you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable. We did it to Illinois. Strike one. Strike two is New York. And if you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready. President Trump has directed this.
Great stuff. It's great stuff. I think this is what has to happen here. This is what has to happen. And you know what else came out today? The money that's being spent on these hotels, luxury hotels in New York City, and the money they're getting. We're just being ripped off as taxpayers, American taxpayers. We're being ripped off. It's outrageous. It's really outrageous here.
Because there's a massive fraud that's taken place. And then you have judges that are activists, and they sit there and they say, oh, as an example, $59 million going to a little small group in New York City. You get nothing going to North Carolina to help. Nothing. They say, right. We don't have any money because they've given it away on the border. But you have nothing. What they did to North Carolina is a shame. And then they sent $59 million to New York City for a hotel for a little bit of nothing. What they've done, a hotel that was not luxury, that's getting luxury rates for migrants, where they're making a fortune. And we catch them. We catch them. But a judge says, well, even though it may be a fraud, you have to send the money in anyway. Send the money. I said, wait a minute. We have money that shouldn't go because we caught it before it was sent out. But they want the money to go anyway. And I think you're going to have a lot of things to look at, Pam. I really do. What's going on with this whole thing? And this is just one group.
Yeah, I mean that's it. It's an unconscionable waste of our money, and so has been the war in Ukraine. And today, the Oval Office, the president also said now that they're going to work on a deal to end the war in Ukraine once and for all. They're doing this. They're going to make this happen. Thank God. Thank God.
And we're going to be meeting. Actually, tomorrow they're meeting in Munich, as you know, and we're going to have some other meetings, and I'll be dealing with President Putin largely on the phone, and we ultimately expect to meet. In fact, we expect that he'll come here, and I'll go there, and we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia the first time. We'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done. But we want to end that war. That war is a disaster. It's a really bloody, horrible war.
And a boondoggle for the taxpayers. It really is. And of course, the big story for our area, Mark Fogel coming home. And it should have happened a lot sooner. But thank God he's home. And great job by the president bringing him home.
Just like the young gentleman that I brought home yesterday after 2 weeks. We worked on it for 2 weeks. It was a fine man, and he was in there for 3.5, almost 4 years, and they weren't able to do a thing, and I got him out. And as you know, I didn't pay $6 billion. I didn't pay anything. We did a trade, and we did a good job. We got him out in 2 weeks. He should have been out years ago. Just like the young gentleman that
should have been out a long time ago, no doubt about it. But you know, today was just surreal watching two of my favorite people, honestly, the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, swear in the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, in the Oval Office under the portrait of President Ronald Reagan. I mean, just chills. What can I say? Chills. First of all, it's so cool to think about this that I would just say, like, I know 3 out of the 4 people in this picture. I don't know her husband. I've never met Tulsi's husband, but I know the president, the attorney general, and now the director of national intelligence. That's pretty cool. Just saying. for the Zioli Army's purposes anyway.
I, Tulsi Gabbard, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
So cool, so cool. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Here's what I know. I know that I've been watching way too much C-SPAN today, and my brain is hurting. But I'm, hey, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. Bravo, Tulsi Gabbard. She got in there, baby. And only one Republican voted no. Mitch the Swamp Turtle McConnell. No surprise there, of course. But thank God she's in. I'm so excited. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. And that's where I want to begin. I want to talk about Tulsi Gabbard for a moment. I want to talk about where we stand in this moment of American history at this very, very important time. President Trump is a disruptor. We know that. President Trump is the ultimate disruptor. But it goes deeper than any of us imagined in terms of what the ability of the deep state, what they were capable of doing to remove a sitting president of the United States of America. I am not exaggerating when I say this. I'm not making this up when I say this. You know me. I don't use hyperbole. So when I tell you that there was a coup d'etat in this country, there was a coup d'etat in this country. That's not me being cute. That's what literally happened. Michael Schellenberger tweeting out earlier today the following, quote, last week, we reported that the CIA and a USAID-run front group, OCCRP, were behind President Trump's 2019 impeachment. Now, a new investigation finds that USAID's OCCRP drove the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. This new investigation that was put out by Alex Gutentag, senior editor, public contributing editor of Compaq Mag, is it's amazing. USAID drove the Trump Russia hoax collusion. And OCCRP's work is not political, said the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project last week, apparently in response to our story about its involvement in the 2019 impeachment of President Donald Trump. OCCRP has recently become the target of a conspiracy theory, they say, suggesting that we worked with one of our donors, USAID, to undermine President Trump during his first administration. That is simply untrue, and it's not how OCCRP operates. But the allegations in our report that USAID effectively created an overseas OCCRP are true. Senior managers at OCCRP, and I know, look, there's a lot of initials here, obviously. I don't refer to USAID as USAID because it's not aid. It's the United States Agency for International Development. It implies that we give aid, and we do under the cover of doing the bidding of the CIA. OCCRP is the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. They created a central piece of evidence in a CIA analyst whistleblower complaint that resulted in the House of Representatives voting to impeach President Donald Trump in December of 2019. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project admits all of this in its response. Let me share that with you. Quote, here are the facts. One of our stories was cited in a 2019 whistleblower complaint filed against President Donald Trump. The complaint then sparked his first impeachment. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project defended itself against accusations that it was part of a conspiracy by saying that story, like all stories we do, was reported without our donor's knowledge or input. We had no contact with the whistleblower and was unaware of the complaint until after it was reported by U.S. domestic media. The editor-in-chief of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project published an article about how Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, had received millions from a reputed organized crime associate as evidence that they have no political bias. And Schellenberger points out that neither we nor any other media outlet claim that the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project had the direct input of USAID for its story, nor that it had any contact with the whistleblower. It's not clear that such communication would even be needed for USAID and the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project to participate in a scheme to develop evidence against President Trump for a supposedly impeachable offense. Let's understand what happened in this time period. Let's go to the Wayback Machine. Back when silver platters were stolen out of people's hands, all the way back to 2019. So President Trump calls up President Zelensky of Ukraine and says, hey, I want to get to the bottom of all this stuff with Joe Biden and the corruption and the firing of the prosecutor Burisma. Democrats freak out and they impeach Donald Trump and try to remove him from office for allegedly asking a foreign government to interfere in a presidential election. Now, what we all knew at the time was that this was a perfectly fine phone call, a perfect phone call, as President Trump said. Read the transcript. The Democrats were terrified, though, about what would be revealed about the Biden corruption that was taking place in Ukraine. Remember, they were gearing up Joe Biden to run against Donald Trump for president. They were terrified that Bernie Sanders was going to get the nomination and that Bernie Sanders could maybe win. They had all kinds of things. They didn't want that. They had all kinds of things up their sleeves to try to stop President Trump from becoming president again. They wanted to remove him from office. So they go with this phony notion of Ukraine and this call with Zelensky to say that the president of the United States is asking a foreign government to interfere in a presidential election. Remember that? So what were they trying to cover up? Here's what they were trying to cover up. While the younger Biden, that's Hunter, had previously been involved with Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, there is no evidence that he played a role in the M. Bloom Startup Fund deal. And Biden's lack of involvement after reviewing financial records, but the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project doesn't specify how they obtained those records. And despite the extensive evidence of influence peddling by the Bidens in countries routinely covered by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, including Ukraine, that organization did not thoroughly investigate the Bidens. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project describes itself as a cost-effective arm of the U.S. government's anti-corruption efforts, writing that, quote, our stories have helped return more than $11 billion to public coffers through seizures and fines, and that the OCCRP has brought in at least 10 times more money to the U.S. government than it has received in grants. But, as Michael Schellenberger points out, if it's an arm of the U.S. government, it's one that was weaponized against Trump. A new investigation shows that the Office of Crime and Corruption Reporting Project played a significant role in developing the narrative that Trump and his associates had ties to Russian banking and Russian money laundering, as well as other undisclosed conflicts of interest with Russia. So understand exactly what took place here. The United States Agency for International Development funds this corrupt organization that's supposed to be rooting out corruption called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. They feed the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. They don't investigate the Bidens. They use a whistleblower to accuse President Trump of trying to use a foreign government to interfere in the 2020 election, which ultimately leads to his impeachment, which ultimately is the efforts by Democrats to try to remove him from office or at least stain him with impeachment so that he's not reelected president of the United States. And And because they did not investigate the Bidens and their corruption, and because the truth about Ukraine was not allowed to go forward because the Democrats were so terrified that they impeached the president of the United States to stop it, when the Hunter Biden laptop story broke in 2020, October of 2020, even though the FBI had the laptop, even though the FBI knew the laptop was real, the 51 former national security officials, hacks, deep state hacks, were ready to go with this letter that was spearheaded by the Central Intelligence Agency, saying that it had all the hallmarks, earmarks of Russian disinformation. In fact, the Hunter Biden laptop was the truth of the corruption involving Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca Partners, 10% for the big guy, and Ukraine, everything that the Democrats were worried about coming out if Zelensky were to give the goods over. And, you know, I gotta wonder, the deals that were struck between the Democrats and Ukraine, one of the second most corrupt country in the world, right behind Russia. So I kind of wonder, you know, is it sort of a thing of like, make sure this all gets buried, and then this way we don't have to worry anything pesky about Joe Biden coming out, because we're going with this whole thing that Joe Biden is this kind old man hiding in the basement, keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID. And speaking of COVID, we also know that the United States Agency for International Development funded the creation of COVID-19. We know that. In the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that COVID was released from that lab in the fall of 2019 when the United States military was over there for the Military World Games. Was COVID deliberately released by the Chinese government to try to bring down President Trump because he was actually holding China accountable vis-a-vis tariffs? We'll never know because the evidence isn't there, but we do know that all of this seems to be very coincidental. The other part of this that is highly coincidental is that the United States Agency for International Development was also giving money to Ukraine throughout the entire process of the war. And the United States Agency for International Development was also giving money to all these other NGOs that were also funneling money to Ukraine throughout the course of this Russia-Ukraine war. We know that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was blown up by the United States of America, as was reported by the excellent journalist Seymour Hersh. We don't know where the money came from, but how much you want to bet if, when all this comes out, USAID's fingerprints are on some way the money got to somebody, to somehow who got the yachts there to drop the dynamite onto the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to blow it up. In other words, all these dots are beginning to connect here, which you can understand why they decided they had to remove President Donald Trump from the presidency. The level of corruption involved here in not only trying to stop him from getting elected in the first place by the creation of this dossier and the Russia collusion narrative, which we now understand the Russia collusion narrative was done with the help of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project funded by the United States Agency for International Development. And we understand that. And then all throughout Trump's presidency, and then the Ukraine stuff, and USAID's fingerprints are on that, and the Office of Crime and Corruption Reporting Project's fingerprints are on that. And then ultimately COVID-19 comes out and USAID's fingerprints are on that. Did you see the way the deep state is able to operate here? And again, if all of this was in a movie or a book, and I went to a publisher and I had this novel and I had this great idea of this agency that was supposedly there to give, I don't know, all the kids in the Sally Struthers commercials with the big bellies, you know, those poor skinny kids with the big bellies, to give them food and vaccines and running water and all the other things. But actually, this agency, in addition to doing all that, was also doing all of this deep state bidding stuff to try to bring down a president. They'd be like, that's a stupid plot idea. Nobody's going to believe that. It's not possible. It never really could happen. Michael Schellenberger is an esteemed journalist. He's actually one of the, I think, best journalists out there today. Schellenberger, of course, was silenced during COVID for his revelations about COVID-19, silence for his revelations about the Hunter Biden laptop, silence for so many different things, because that's what they do to you, of course. They try to shut you down. One of the activist judges blocking President Trump's agenda is a person named Judge John Bates, married to the founder of a USAID-funded NGO. Carol Reese is a Democrat lawyer who started Hope for Children in Ethiopia, a longtime USAID grant recipient. Elon Musk points out the following. I bet that very little, maybe none of that money actually reached kids in Ethiopia. That's another thing that I mentioned to you on the show the other day. I said, how much of this money actually gets into the hands of the people that need it or is just done to buy off dictators so that the CIA can funnel money to bad guys and under the guise of helping the kids in the Sally Struthers commercial? And really, in the South Park, she was eating all the food. You know what I mean? Like in the South Park version of that, Sally Struthers was eating all the food. But I think it's like the Ethiopian king or government or whatever it is. They're embezzling all the money. Yeah, the kids get some of it. But how much of it was actually reaching the poor Ethiopian children? The nature of the NGO scams is have a cause that sounds philanthropic, like Save the Orphans of Sadville. They pocket the money and zero actual orphans are helped. Now, we all thought this was a joke that George Costanza created with the Human Fund. And, you know, in George Costanza's defense, the Human Fund was a pretty legit scam. But actually, these NGOs, through USAID funding, have been doing this for a very, very long time. And it's like, we'll keep a dictator in power, we'll cover up foreign corruption, we'll cover up foreign corruption that ties into the White House of President Barack Obama and his Vice President Joe Biden, we'll bury that corruption, we'll make up corruption surrounding the sitting president of the United States to try to remove him from office, meanwhile burying the actual real corruption surrounding the former vice president, who was corrupt when he was vice president with the knowledge of the president of the United States at the time. But we'll cover all that up so that this guy can get elected president as the kind old man hiding in the basement, keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID. But actually what we're doing is we're keeping ourselves safe from this guy exposing all of this in the deep state so that this gravy train can run. Because in addition to all these NGOs paying off dictators and very, very bad people around the world, a lot of this money is also going to military contractors, and there's always a little, as my people call it, a little, I gotta wet my beak. Everything comes down back to the Godfather, really, truly in life. It's like a poster in a college dorm room. Everything in life I learned from the Godfather, in this case, Don Fanucci, and I gotta wet my beak. And what a way to wet beaks, am I right? I can't wait till Tulsi Gabbard can fully expose all of this. I can't wait till Kash Patel can fully expose all of this. I can't wait till Attorney General Pam Bondi has the help of them to help expose all of this. I just can't wait. It's so, so good.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.